Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion research about the Phoenix, Arizona area. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Do you currently live in the Phoenix, Arizona area?
I do.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going on the wrong track? What's your opinion, sir, to the best of your knowledge?
I feel like they're starting to move in the right direction.
On the right direction. Thank you. And I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in the community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again? Is that clear?
No. What's the question?
Okay, now, just to make sure that we talking with people of all ages in your area, can you just tell me the year of your birth, please?
73.
Thank you, sir. And I really appreciate you taking the time to help me with this research. Are you, as anyone in your household, of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a white Caucasian, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino?
Oh, I'm Caucasian. Black.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, excellent?
I would go with good.
Okay. And for the most part, okay? I'm going to read you real quick the list of things.
Cultural.
No, I understand. You know, it's a lot of things involved on that, to make it simple. Yeah. But, you know, moving forward, I'm going to read you the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. So you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine, okay? Now, the more good-paying jobs from 1 to 5, how much do you think that will improve?
Oh, 5. If it had, like, is the question, if it had better-paying jobs?
Well, life will improve in Levine, correct?
It would improve Levine. Yeah, okay. 5.
So how about more dining and entertainment options in Levine?
Five.
Okay. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. How about better streets and road maintenance from 1 to 5?
5.
Uh-huh. And how about more parks and recreational opportunities in Levine?
5.
Okay. How about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses? You think that will improve the quality of life? 5. Okay.
Yes, I do.
And how about better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
5 all the way.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker? Self-employed.
I'm self-employed.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Now, moving forward, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers?
Too few.
Employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I'm sorry?
That too few that employs office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few? Yeah.
Okay. How about the ones that employs work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine? You think there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses? But the right amount, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
there's a lot
thinking about commercial, understood. How about the commercial development? I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each, please tell me, sir, yes or no. Would you like to see more of that kind of business in Levine, okay? Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes?
Yeah.
Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yeah.
Strongly, yes, or strong?
Strongly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about businesses for doctor's office and hospitals? Would that be yes strongly, yes on what, or no?
Yes, strongly.
How about dollar stores and discount change? Yes, strongly, yes on what,
yes,
or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay.
Yes, strongly.
How about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about grocery stores and supermarkets? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
Okay.
Now, in your own words, what kind of businesses or stores would you like to see most?
I would like to see more independent businesses. Not so much chain.
Okay. Like businesses owned by the same residents of Levine?
I would like Levine to have more business opportunity for the small businessman.
Okay. For small entrepreneurs, independent business, okay. More opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward real quick. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it will cost to buy or rent a home? You think is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
Fairly big problem.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. A very big problem, a fairly big problem.
Very big problem.
Very big problem.
Yeah.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. And for each, sir, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. How about townhouses or attached homes? Would you like to see more of that housing in Levine strongly?
Yes.
Somewhat or no?
Strongly.
How about single family detached homes? Strongly,
yes, strongly,
somewhat? Okay. How about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums? Strongly, somewhat,
yes,
or no?
Strongly. Yes, strongly.
How about housing auction for seniors? Strongly, somewhat,
yes,
or no?
Strongly. Yes, strongly.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And now, do you currently own your home, or rent your home, or live with friends or family?
I rent.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you some proposals at the addresses housing costs and auctions in Levine. Please tell me, sir, whether you oppose or favor each one, okay? And they will be done. The proposal to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of one more multifamily housing, like townhouse, duplexes, and triplexes.
Okay.
Strongly? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Strong, okay.
Strongly.
How about the proposal or re-proposal to replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Will you support that proposal? Okay. How about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Strongly favor that? Somewhat?
Strongly favor it.
Okay. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Strongly? Somewhat favor? Okay.
Strongly,
Okay, how about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Strongly? Somewhat?
Yes.
Favor?
Strongly, yes.
How about repropose or replace parking lots with new housing? Strongly? Somewhat? Favor? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I agree. I'm for it.
Strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor?
No, strongly. What's the other one?
Okay, thank you,
somewhat,
sir. Somewhat, okay. Now, let's finish this up. The next question is just for statistical purpose only. Okay, and what's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. But now, what is the, what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000. Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Brian.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
All right, thank you.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Okay, beautiful.